Russ Mason. He is with the DNR. He's the chief of the Wildlife Division. Russ, good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Russ, are you out looking for deer?
Well, I'm out looking for deer hunters and talk to them, see how their morning's going. You bet.
Well, how's it going?
Well, frankly, at Rose Lake today, it's a little slow. In about an hour or so, we'll be up at Gratiot Saginaw and take a look around there. I'm told there are quite a few guys out there will be riding with Representative Stamos.
All right. As far as the licensing of these folks, licenses up, down, the same?
Actually, we're projecting a 2 to 4% decline from last year.
Why is that?
Who knows? I mean, it could be a lot of things. It might be that guys thought they wanted baiting, but folks that didn't speak up didn't like it, or who knows? I'll tell you one thing, though, that's very important is I think people forget the fact that state tax dollars don't fund conservation in the state of Michigan. It's those license dollars match the federal excise tax. So if a guy buys a $15 deer license, we put $60 on the ground in this state.
And
so one of the messages I want to get out to people is whether or not you hunt, hope you do, but if you don't, doesn't matter. If you like looking at leaves, walking your dog, whatever, buy a license. It's the single most important thing you can do to support conservation in the state. It pays our salaries, it puts fuel in the tractors, it does the habitat work, it does all the work on the state game areas and the managed waterfowl areas. Everything depends on those license dollars.
And, Russ, I think what gets lost, too, is all the dollars that are gained by all the businesses, the people who service the hunters.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a wonderful tradition in this state, and we've got to do everything we can to preserve it. You know, it's something that's important to me to think about what Michigan was 120 years ago. If you looked at it, you couldn't drink the water, you couldn't swim in the lakes, the forests were cut over, the ground was eroded, and after 120 years, 11 effort, the people of this state, Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife Division, Law Enforcement, Fisheries, the Commission, and others, have put it back. If we want to keep it back, Mother Nature needs a little help, and that comes through the Department of Natural Resources.
All right, thanks, Russ.
You got it.